Okay, I'm up next, and I'm going to do a two-part presentation. I'll give a few slides, and then I'm going to switch to the iPad to do this live. I'm talking a little bit about the integrating spatial educational experiences iPad app that we've now got in the App Store. And we've talked about this project for the last few years, but this is the progression. And although I'm the speaker, the IC network, which is what we call ourselves, is quite a large group of us, and I'll acknowledge them in just a minute. So the idea behind this is that we're integrating detailed soil maps or maps of soil properties into our teaching programs. And the goal here is to teach students how and why soils and landscapes vary at different scales, and then also why it matters. And we're using this in quite a number of soils classes at Purdue, and also in the partner universities, and in the class I teach, we have everything from geomorphology majors from our geology department to students that are interested in production ag and precision ag, and so you can engage them with this. And what we do at Purdue is, in the lectures, we use the iPad app in the lectures to connect the lecture concepts to what they're seeing in the on the iPad maps, and we teach a portion, and then we ask the students to go look for, say we teach about eskers or something, a sub-ice feature that we have in the glaciated regions, then we tell the students to go look for the esker on the iPad, so they see that, connect the lecture slides to the maps, and then when we're in the field, we take the iPads out, and the students can, we drive over the esker, and they can see what the esker really looks like when you see it in the field. So it provides a rich set of maps for teaching lots of different concepts. There's a lot of us, this is not just my work, there are quite a lot of us that are involved with this at Purdue, multiple departments working on various aspects from creating these maps, which we do mainly in the agronomy department and of course teaching with them, to developing the apps and hosting them on a server and things like that. The current project includes now 7 states, 6 additional states in addition to Indiana. And in each of the states, we have a faculty lead that's the PI in that state, and they're working with postdocs and students to create their own content that then goes into the app. We also have quite a lot of contributions from NRCS, and what plays out in the different states varies with different states. And so, for example, in Illinois, Bob Darmody works very closely with Ron Coleman in NRCS to develop the maps in the app. The app is free in the Apple App Store, and if you search for IC Soils, it'll be your only hit, but it's only for iPad at this time, so it won't work on your iPhone, but we hope to add that fairly soon. And then I need to acknowledge the USDA Higher Education Challenge Grant as the funding agency. So now I'm going to switch to make sure I get an internet connection. There we go. Okay, there we go, and I'm online. So when you open the app, this is what you'll see, and it's designed to work both offline and online. And so when you download this, there'll be all you'll see is local maps. It comes with three world maps. This is the and these are the layers that you'll have: a soil order map, a soil moisture regimes, and soil temperature regime maps. And these are from NRCS, and Paul Reich shared the shape files with us on this. And these you can use for if you're going through the soil orders, you can teach the soil orders. And what I like about this is you can actually see the andisols, that dark purple, on the screen. So you can use this in many ways. And when we have an exercise that we use in a lab that tells them to explore, look for different soil orders in different areas. So that works right out of the box. Indiana, we have these online maps, and that takes a bit of work to prepare, but if you're interested, we can talk about that later. But the local maps, but the online maps are on the internet, and so this is a fairly fast internet connection, but not as fast as in our hotel room, for example. And of course, we're up in Minnesota. And here you can see the seven states that are involved with this: Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, West Virginia. You can barely see in the mountains there, and then Texas. But you can, as you zoom in, this will refresh, and I'm going to zoom in to Tippecanoe County, Indiana. And this works actually a little bit faster on an LTE connection through the cell phone network, usually, if you've got plenty of bars. So we need to just wait a second. Hopefully it'll refresh to get rid of those. We're moving quite a lot of data. There's about a terabyte of data on a server in the Purdue libraries, although they gave us free Wi-Fi, it's not the fastest Wi-Fi here. So hopefully that will. Okay. If not, I'll have to go local here. So. All right. Here we go. Let's turn off those things. Okay, let's try it this way. So I've turned off the roads. There's multiple layers here that you can see. With the layers, you can turn things off and on. There are overlays like roads and boundaries, and then there's maps that are the colored maps. And in this case, this is a dominant soil parent material map. And if you touch the legend, you can. Right now, you have to match the colors, so there's a hill shade underneath this, so the overlay goes opaque so that it's easier to match the colors. I'll show you what we are working on for the next generation of this. But the dark blue is the Wabash River, the light blue is the floodplain, the tan is glacial till that was under glacial ice, green is outwash, and then if we switch to natural soil drainage class, you get a different map. And that green in the previous one, the outwash, is well drained, which is this dark color or this brown color. And those till plains are somewhat poorly drained. So you can see some of those features as well. There's credits that each map is attributed to whoever did it, and that gets that's dynamic, pulling it off the server for the layers that are visible. And And then there's a help box here as well, quite simple. So I just want to show you a few things, let's see. There's a lot of different maps, including for Indiana. We've got S.D. King's 1852 map. That's quite fun. I'm not sure we have the bandwidth to pull these things. So, all right, so I'm going to go to the surface color. And hopefully it will refresh on me. There we go. And I want to show you a few features that we're working on for the next update. Right now, you have to match these colors visually, but we are working on an interrogation function so that if I touch there, it goes to the server, it interrogates the map, and then there's a pop-up box that describes the feature you're seeing. And the idea here is we're going to have three levels of description. Basic, which should be for that anybody, the public should be able to understand this. We're going to use, instead of horizons, we'll use topsoil and subsoil terminology like that. No Munsell colors. Intermediate will be targeted at students that have had, somebody that's had a beginning soils class and knows what a soil horizon is and what Munsell colors are. And then the technical description is the full technical description, basically documenting what is in that particular class on the app. And we'll also have a feature here that will describe the map in general, and so that's coming. So and then you can go to any place, so that's organic soils, and then you get a description that's specific to that. We're also working to incorporate the soil polygons, and this is a bit further out, but we're working on models to get those, and then our goal eventually is to be able to pull up information on those specific map units and the official series descriptions dynamically. So that's a quick overview of the app, and there's enough time for about 2 minutes for a few questions. So thank you. So any questions? Fairly soon, I think. It's actually quite easy to go from the iPad to the iPhone. We just have to redesign all of the menus because the screen is much, much smaller. And actually, it'll be faster because there's fewer tiles that have to load on the iPhone than on the iPad. You could see the data tiles coming in, and when your connection is fairly slow like this, it takes a while. But yeah.
With the map unit feature that's coming online, are you going to use the same like interrogate function? Are you going to be able to pull up what map unit is and specific information about it, or is that?
Yeah, that's the plan. Is that we'll be able to set this up so that when those polygons show, the interrogate will go to the polygon and tell you something about the map unit underneath there instead of the colored overlay that you see. So, yeah, Maxine.
So this is a teaching tool, mm-hmm. And it's wonderful teaching tool. Thank you so much for presenting it. How much do you think it could adapt to the practical functions on the outside world? Let's say a substitute for wet soil survey or a substitute for soil web.
I think it's possible. I mean, it's a matter of defining exactly what you want to do with it, and so I think it would be fairly easy to basically merge some of what we're doing here with some of the functions of Soil Web. There's philosophical questions that you have to answer as how complex, how much complexity you want to want to present at any one time. Maybe there'd be several versions of this for different groups, but I have had district conservationists and others in NRCS tell me that they like to use this in their work. So things like drainage class and stuff are pretty important for them to get. Let's see. I'm out of time, so I better quit. So thank you for your attention, and we'll move to the next presentation.